Just really just last Gemara we had before, that's on Kuf Ches Meves, we didn't talk about it, that last time he said two inyonim of wine, that he said, the Rabbi Yehuda said, Tzorach Sheboi Tam Umara. Wine has to have a good taste, and it has to have a good mara, it has to look like wine. So as far as mara goes, the Gemara said, My time, Rabbi Yehuda, Dechsev Atero Yain Kiyisodim. Don't look at wine too much, because it makes you become like red. In other words, a good color, wine should be red. That's why the Metchila, you should have red wine for the Seder by night. It's brought down unless you, Badavka, have white wine that's much better, then you could use the white wine. But if you have equal amount of wine, just the same quality, you should have red wine. Now, doesn't more than stay clear what it means, Tam? What does it mean, Tam Yain? The Rashbam says here that Altira Yain, the Pasuk means, Al Techmad Lios Rogoboy. Don't say they want to go after drinking a lot of wine. Ki Yisadeim, you become red. Mechlal the Yayim Nami Mare boy. That wine also has to have a certain look to it. It has to be red. Now he says, V'taima Nami boy, what does it mean it has to have a good taste? Midi Mizahir Olei Shlo Lishtake boy. The Pasuk is saying, like, don't go after wine not to become shikur. Mashma, if you drink this wine, it's strong wine, it can make you shikur. So that's the Pshat in the Gemara, that the wine has to have a tam wine. The Rashbam says it means it has to be Yayin Haroi Lishtake that can make you a little bit shikur. Now this is a little bit makar for the Chumrah that Ramesh talks about in the Tshuva, that for the Dalet Kaisos, it's better not to use grape juice, but rather to use wine. Because you have this Indian of having wine royal ishtaker. It has to be strong wine that has a tam wine that can make you a little bit shikam. Mashenkin, grape juice can't make you shikam. That's one of the reasons. Another reason is the Achranim say there's an Indian of Cheris. You have to drink wine, Zechel Cheris, to make you look like a free person. Also, Cheris means strong wine. So that's this inyo for the Koran to Rashbam, that the wine should be royal ishtaker. However, it's not brought down this inyo of tam. And even if it is, could be it's only a mitzvah min amuvcha, the best way to do it that way. Just like red wine is not likuva, you could have white wine. Just it's better to have red wine. That's why usually the minig is, like if you can't take wine, but davka, as you could be mekel to take grape juice. But metchila, if you could drink regular wine, it's better to drink regular wine, Pesach, by the Dal Kaisis. Because you have this Indian, you should have tam yayin. And tam yayin, the Rashbam says, it means strong wine, rare lishtaka. Yeah. Like more than Kuftes says that, Omer Olav al Rabbi Kiva, they said about Rabbi Kiva, Shoyim Mechale Kloyis Vagoizim Tanoikis Verav HaPesach. He used to give his children nuts on Erev Pesach, Kadesh Lo Yishonu, they should not want to go to sleep early, but Yishlu, rather they'll stay up for the Seder by night, and they'll last the Dalet Kashis. Tanya Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Choytfin Matzois B'Leil Psochim. He's supposed to Choytf, Choytfim, always be the Lashon of grab. You should like grab the Matzois on Pesach by night. B'Shvil in order, Tinoikish Lo Yashnu. Then again, that the kids should not want to go to sleep early. So Rashi says on top, Choytfim Matzah means, one pshat is, Magvien Asakara, B'Shvil Tinoikos, She'yishalum. At the beginning of the Seder, we like pick up, we say Holach Manya, we like pick up the kara, pick up the plate by the Seder by night. Why do we pick up the kara? Today that the children should ask questions so that they should not go to sleep, they should be awake. So that's this Indian. Chaytven as a matz means, we like grab a hold of the matz and pick it up right away at the beginning of the Seder so that the children should ask questions right away. Another pshat Rashi says it is Meforish. Chaytven matz means oichlen maher. You should eat fast. That's the main pshat here, the maestro of Rabbi Kiva Bahadur. That Rabbi Kiva ate faster. In other words, in the Mishnah Berurah's Maaz, but after it means you should eat fast, it doesn't mean you should start eating the Seder Pesach B'night fast. In other words, we don't eat until we finish saying Zagoda. So it doesn't mean you have to say Zagoda very fast in order to get to eat the matzah very fast. It just means when you come home from shul, you should start the Seder right away. Chotfen matzahs means start doing the Seder right away. Don't take your time. And the reason is, that we want the children to still be up by the Seder, they should still be there to ask the Dalet Kashas, so start as soon as possible. Don't take your time coming home, and don't start preparing your Suda, your table, if you come home. As much as possible, prepare everything before you go to Shul. Today, when you come home from Shul, it's Avadei Laila, right away you should start to make Kiddush and start the Seder. That's the Lashon of Chotfen Matzos. I mean, start the Seder, start eating right away, lav davka eating, it rather means start the Seder right away. That's the way it's brought down the Halacha like that. That you should try and start to say it right away when the kids are still awake, they'll still be able to ask the questions. And they should be awake to hear the truth to hear the parents also. At least hear the Avodah Mayinu. Vayitzik Gemara says, Tanya, it was learned, Omru Olav Rabbi Akiva, was said about Rabbi Akiva that Miyomar, from his lifetime, Lo Yomar Hagiyei Islamai Beis HaMedrash. He never said when he was learning in shul, oh, it's time to leave now, it's time to leave the Beis HaMedrash. It never happened. He was always learning, and he stood till he finished learning. Chutz Me'arvei Psochim V'Erev Yom HaKippurim. Only two times a year did he look at his watch and said, oh, it's time to leave, I have to leave a little bit earlier. He said that every Shabbos could be went on to prepare for Shabbos, but he didn't leave any earlier. He left the time he had to. On Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur, he used to leave a little bit earlier at the Beis HaMedrash. What's the reason why? The Erev HaPesach, why did he leave the Beis HaMedrash early on Erev Pesach to go home? B'shvil tinoikos k'dei shelo yashnu. K'dei that the children should not go to sleep. In other words, the one pshat is, like Rashi just said, that they want to be able to start the Seder on time as soon as you come home. Therefore, you have to prepare the Seder before you go to shul. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva went home a little bit early on Erev Pesach in order to prepare everything nice and early. K'dei that as soon as he comes home from shul, he'll be able to right away start the Seder, make kiddush and start the akkad, and start the Seder, start saying the agoda. K'dei that the children should be able to ask the questions. So Rashbam here learns, Chutz me'arvei psochim, k'dei sheyashnu efi tenekes b'yim. Another pshat he learns, that he used to go home early on Erev Pesach in order to put his kids, give them a nap in the afternoon. Rashbam, the bottom. In order that the kids should go to sleep early Erev Pesach. Give them a nap. V'loi b'layla, and they should not be sleeping at night time, b'shas hagodah. That's one pshat. So he used to go home early in order to put his kids to sleep. They should have a nap in the afternoon. Inam, another pshat is, k'shemak v'nad alayla li'achash techshach yishanam atinoikis. That's what cares. That's like the first pshat we said. If he'll come home too late, so he'll first have to prepare the Seder at night time, and by then maybe the kids will fall asleep, so he used to come a little bit earlier. That's why he came home early in Erev Pesach. So Taisa does like this pshat. The top Taisa says, Rabbeinu Shmuel, v'leini hira, v'yata l'yuchla l'yishem l'yaviyem. His first pshat is, why did Rabbi Akiva have to come home early on Erev Pesach, in order to put his kids to sleep? Did he have to put them to sleep? L'churi, how did the wife home? Let the mother put them to sleep. So what he had to come home with the doctor to put them to sleep early for? Let whoever took care of them, let them put them to sleep. If the pshat is he shouldn't come home late to start to say the late, he didn't have to come home early by day. He just should have come home at the beginning, at Seis Chavim, right after shul. He should come home right away to make kiddush. So this you could answer, that he had to prepare the Seder beforehand, like we said. It wasn't enough just to come home later. In order to prepare everything to be ready to make the Seder, you have to start working a little bit before. But Tais learns the Chayim Nira, the Goris, Leil Psochim. That in the Chlami, he used to come home early at Leil Pesach, at the night time. For Yeregila Leveis HaMedrash Leil Yomtiv. That usually the Chachamim even stayed in Shul on Yomtiv, on Leil Yomtiv. They had a Seder. K'darmina Maitse B'Shimon Atimoni. One time he didn't come to Beis HaMedrash on the night of Yom Tov. And Lamocha Motzrev Yehuda Ben Boba and asked him, why didn't you come? So Mashma, usually they used to stay in shul after davening and learn a little bit. So Teres learns Mashenkan on Erev Yom Kippur, on Erev Pesach, he used to come home right away, right after Marv. That's the way Teres learns. But the other pshat you have to learn is, no, he came home early by daytime, in order to prepare the house, make sure everything should be ready, that the Seder should be able to start on time. So he used to come home early on Erev Pesach, and vice on Erev Yom Kippur also. Why on Erev Yom Kippur? As the Gemara says, V'Erev Yom Kippur k'dei she'achilu es b'nayim, in order to give his kids to eat. In other words, there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, so he wanted to make sure his kids would also eat. That's why he came home early. It's also a bit so shver, like Churot Teshu, that's the same kashir also. If it's only for the sake of his children, what did he have to come home for? Let whoever's taking care, give them to eat. Just like Teshu asked, why do you have to come home early to put them to sleep for? Whoever takes care of the mother, let them put them to sleep here also. Why wasn't it enough for the mother to feed them? So I'm not sure. So the Gemara says, the Kohanim came home early on Erev Yom Kippur also to feed his children, that they should eat. It's not only himself, but the children should also eat to make this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. By the Tana Rabbonin, Chayiv Odim L'Sameach Bonov U'Bnei Beisub Regel. There's a chiv upon a person to be masameach, to make his children happy, and to make his wife happy on regal, on Yom Tov. Shenema, because the Pesuk says, v'somachta b'chagecha. There's a mitzvah says to be besimcha, to be happy on Yom Tov. And this goes on you, on your children, on your wife, on the avodim, anybody that's around you, there's a mitzvah that there should be besimcha. So even though the Pesuk says you should be besimcha, And the chur is a shalna and the shalna thing. If the mitzvah simcha is a purchase upon the wife herself, she has her own chiv to be the simcha. A master from the Gemara that there's a chiv upon the husband to make his wife also the simcha. For the Gemara, b'may misamcham, how do you make them happy? Be yayin. Hey, how does a person keep himself happy on Yom Tiv? Then it's by yayin, drinking wine. We have Yehuda Leimer, Yehuda says it depends. Men keep happy for what keeps them happy. What's roi for them? We'll soon see what that means. V'noshim, women, b'royilahem. What's good for them, that keeps them happy. Noshim, what does it mean, men, b'royilahem, what's good for them? B'yayin. A man keeps himself happy by drinking wine. That's called the samasta v'gecha, keeps himself happy. Drinking wine. V'noshim, b'may, how do you keep your wife happy? Is Tony Rabbi Yosef b'bovel, the big day tzavoynim. In Bovel, the meaning was buy them nice clothing. Buy them nice clothing, tzavoynim, colorful clothing, that will keep them happy in Bovel. That was the shteiger, that was the derech to wear nice, colorful clothing. So that's something nice for Yom Tov will keep them happy. Beretz Yisrael, the big day pishtim agotzim. In Eretz Yisrael, the meaning was to wear flax, a dress made out of flax that was magotzim, nicely pressed. Abi was pressed nicely, that was a prestige dressing in Eretz Yisrael, so that would keep them happy. I call upon him as the chiyah before Yom Tov to go and buy your wife a dress to keep her happy. She should be besimcha on Yom Tov. Who are there? A man has the chiyah to drink wine. So Rashbam says that anoshim b'ruya lehem means b'yayin. Gemara Kamal is the Gemara.
Yeah.
A little bit right, let's see. Maratanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Roimer. That bizman she beis hamikdash kayim, bizman we had the beis hamikdash, ein simcha ela b'bosar. The equal way to Mekayim this mitzvah sasei of the samachta b'chagecha, of being happy, is the boser. Eating boser, which means eating the boser of a korban shlomim. That's called shalmei simcha. We brought special shlomim on Yom Tiv. It's called shalmei simcha that you should have meat eat to be the simcha. And that's called eating the shlomim of a Yom Tiv. That's called the boser. Shenema, the Pasuk says, v'zovach the shlomim, you should bring a korban shlomim, v'yachal the shlomim and eat it there in the base of in Yerushalayim, v'somach lefnei Hashem lekecha, and that would make you to be the simcha in front of Hashem. So the ikka simcha is to eat korban shlomim, that makes you simcha, the simcha. So if you talk to Yudvim Seira, v'yachshav, what do we do b'zman hazeh today? Shein base of Mikdashkayim, that we do not have any more karbonis, we don't have the korban shlomim, what do we eat now to make ourselves be b'simcha? Ein simcha le b'yayin. Right now, the ikka simcha is b'yayin with wine. Shenema, the Pasuk says, v'yayin yisamach levav enish. That wine, it makes a person happy. So the inyan to mekayim mitzvah samach v'chagecho is by drinking wine. Now, the Gemara itself doesn't bring down basar, even though there are some shittas that bring down, there is an inyan to eat basar also. It's yayin and basar together, that's what makes us besimcha today. Now, there is a, we once spoke out before in Masechta, there's a machlokes rishonim. Tosfos shita there is that bezman hazeh, we can't be mekayim mitzvah samachta v'chagecha mediraita. Tosfos shita there is that the ikka mitzvah samachta v'chagecha is only by eating basar shlomim. Is only able to be mekayim bezman the beis mikdash was there, that you could eat the korban shlomim. Bezman hazeh, we don't have it. Midirabonin, there's an inyan to be the simcha anyway, to drink yayin or to drink our basar that we have. That's Tosfos shita. However, the Halacha, the Rambam Paskins know that for Samachta Bechagecha, we could be Mekayim today also. Notice the Pshat from the Pasuk, for Samachta Bechagecha, means you have to be at your uttermost Simcha. You have to do something that makes you the most Besimcha. Bezman, the Beis Hamikdash was there, the biggest most Simcha we had was the fact you eat the meat of the Korban. It's like doing two things. First of all, you're eating meat, you feel good. And secondly, eating the meat of a korban also made you feel very good. It put you in the simcha, you felt happy with Hashem, like you're eating a korban now. That was a tremendous simcha. Bizman is there, we don't have that meat anymore. So we have to do the best we have. What's the best we have right now? We have yayin. Yayin makes us a simcha. Or some Yisrael learned, it means boss of a yayin. It means bosser also. Who are then by the noshim. How do we keep the women happy now? Is by giving them clothing. If the kids are the mitzvah, some after gecha is to be your uttermost besimcha all the days of Yom Tov. And the inyan of being besimcha is, what the Rambam says is, that the yayin is not the inyan just time to drink the wine. Wine is the pshat, if you drink wine it puts you in a happy mood, and when a person is in a happy mood, then zviivdu as Hashem besimcha. He does avoid, he does the mitzvah besimcha. But the ikka simcha is to be happy doing avoid Hashem, being happy doing mitzvahs to Hashem. That's the way some of us learned, like before we had. As Sarah the Gemara said, like my toelis yeshtu tenoikis b'yayin. And even though the kid was a gila chinuch, but there's no inyan the kid should drink dalat kais, as one man the Yama said, Yav Yudi said. Because what toelis, what would a tina get from the dalat kais? In other words, the minyan to drink wine is not stop drinking the wine. The inyan is to put you in a matzav of simchum, and when you have a simcha, you can mekayim the mitzvah of a matzav of yecha, you feel happy, you're doing avodas Hashem. A kid doesn't have that inyan yet. Right, we hold halacha, even by kids, you do give them dalat kais. Habidi agila chinuch, there is this mitzvah. But the inyan of simcha, yayin, is to put yourself into this matzah to be the simcha. It's a famous word, the Gro, they once asked the Gro, what is the yod, what's the hardest mitzvah in the Torah to Mekayim? What's the hardest mitzvah, the Tayag mitzvahs we have? So the Gro said, the hardest mitzvah there is this mitzvah of a samachta b'chgecha. That's the hardest mitzvah we have. Because he learns the mitzvah of a samachta b'chgecha applies, let's say, on Sukkot all 8 days. On all 8 days, the person has to be the simcha. So to Mekayim the mitzvah, the uttermost, you have to be the simcha mamish every second of the day. If 1 second of the day you're not the simcha, a little bit of a little bit angry, you're not making the mitzvah the way you're supposed to. So this is one mitzvah we have that goes on continuously for 7 days of Pesach or for 8 days of Sukkot. To say that you have to be in a matzav of simcha without a stop. So that's the hardest mitzvah to do. That being a matzav of simcha, not have 1 second of interruption with atzvis, that's a very hard mitzvah to do. The way we do it is by drinking, bring yayin, that's supposed to put us in the matzav to be happy, but we're supposed to be happy the whole day. Yeah. For the mitzvah of Rabbanu Lach Rosso, to buy your wife jewelry, you also make this mitzvah, samasta b'chagecha. Right. Omer Rab Yitzchok, Kista Dumaraisa, that's this kli called kista, measuring cup, that the maraisa, that they used to measure maraisa, that's the juice from a fish, they used to have this measuring cup in Tzipori, in the town called Tzipori. He have as chimin luga de mikdash. That was mamish like the lug, the measurement of a lug that they had by the base of mikdash times. Ovo mishayrim revia shopesach. And with this lug, you could measure out how much wine you have to have for the dalat kaisis. Because in each kais you have to have a revius of a lug. So for all dalat kaisis, you have to have a lug. So what they used to do is they used to fill up this kista, this measuring cup with wine. That's the measuring of a lug, which is 4 kaisis. And from this, they'd pour out equal measurements into 4 different kaisis. That's how you know for sure you have your revius of yayin. The Rashbam says, kista de maraisa, nida shemaychem bo maraisa. This was a measuring cup that they used to sell maraisa, the fish juice. Obo mishayin revius of Pesach, shemamalin oisa, they used to fill up this big cup. O mechalkin oisa liarbo kaisa, they were divided equally into 4 different kaisas. De lug arbo reviusin. Because the lug is 4 reviusin. Our revius that we have for the kaisa yayin is a revius, a lug. So a quarter of a lug. So a lug has 4 of them, that's how it's used to measure. So the mara kidmaisa, it's another measuring cup. To have a betveria, before that, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Timnaisa is also a midah, a type of a measuring cup. V'hainu tumev yuchlim sechta soita. So this Timnaisa kidmaisa, to have a betveria, you used to have in Tveria, have a yaseiru aldor revia. It was more than a log, a revius more. That's how much more it had than the regular measuring cup. Ovo mishayrim revia shapesach. And with this cup also we can tell how much revius is for Pesach. So Rashbam, have a yaseir aldor timnosa. Timnosa was a revius more than the other measuring cup. Ovo mishayrim revius shapesach, shemamala noisa. They used to fill up this big timnosa, this big measuring cup. Omarin letoich oisa shalachsha. They used to pour it off into our measuring cup. Achi malay, until our measuring cup was full. Now, omayim hanisharim, the leftover water that's in the cup in this betumnaiso, he revius. That was the exact measurement of revius. So from this big measuring cup, you could also measure off to know exactly how much a revius is. Omer Rav Chisda, revius shel Torah, what's considered, how do we measure to know how much a revius of the Torah is? What is the meaning of the Torah? The Rashbam says, kegoin revius yayin shel nozir. The Torah, it says a nozir is not allowed to drink wine. If he drinks a revius of wine, he gets malchus. So that's halacha l'mashim Sinai. Who are then revius dam habo mishnei mesim. If you have blood that comes out of 2 mesim, if you have revius of the dam, it's metama, the nafla mikro. who going reviyah shemel or kikei nazir. When you brought the mincha by a nazir, he had to put inside it the reviyah of shemen. Now, how do we measure this? How do we know what's considered a reviyah when the Torah wants us to use a reviyah? How do we know what's considered a reviyah? So he says, Amr Rav Chisda, reviyah shal Torah is etzbayim, it's two fingers, al etzbayim, by two fingers, berum, the height, in other words, it's the width, this way, it's two by two, how high does the kli have to be? Etzbayim, two fingers, v'chatzi etzba, two and a half fingers, v'chaymesh etzba, and another fifth. This is how much you get the measurement of that reviyah shal yayin. So the Rashbam says like, Omidas chalal ha-kli. If you have a kli that's exactly like a square, v'ribui, take a square keli, have a etzbayim oirich, if it's two etzbayim long, al etzbayim roichiv, two etzbayim wide, v'rum etzbayim, how high is this kli? It's two etzbas, v'chatzi etzba and a half, v'chaymish, and a fifth etzba, this volume will hold a revius of yayin. Revius, the Torah wants to have revius. How do we know this? Kedatanya, like we learned. We learned it out from the mikvah. The pasuk says, by mikvah, v'ruachatz b'mayim es kol b'soroi. You're supposed to put your whole body in the mikvah. That means, shelo yehei dover choytzeis bein b'soro l'mayim. When you go into the mikvah, your body has to touch the water. There can't be a chatzitz, you can't have something on your body, making a separation between your body and the water. You can't have a chatzitz. B'mayim, the pasuk says, v'ruachatz b'mayim. B'mayim means b'mei mikvah. It has to be in the mei mikvah. So Rashbam says, mayim means hamiyuchodim shenikvu metchilo miyatzmum, that the water came together by itself. Midloik siv b'mayim. Lemutei shuvim. That shuvim is no good. The ozel hashto omaisi v'tovim. Shuvim means you collect the water in a kli and drag the water over and pour it out here. That's no good. It has to be water mei mikvah. The water came there by itself, without a person carrying it in a keli. As kol b'saray, what does it mean, the whole body? With ashin mayin, how much water do you have to have for mikvah? She'kol gufay oyla b'hem. You have to have enough water that your whole body could go inside the mikvah. Rashi says, Rashbam, kol b'saray, midlek siv b'saray, mashma she'kol gufay oyla b'hem. Your whole body has to be able to go into this water. She'ne nirel l'kulay mechusaben. That your whole body gets in there at one time. Not enough, put half the body in now, then the other half the body. You have to have enough water that your whole body could get into the mikvah at one time. The kamahin, what's the smallest amount of a mikvah of water that you can have that's kosher for mikvah? We dashin that's amma al amma. It has to be one amma long and one amma wide. Barum sholosha amos. The height of three amas. This is the measurement to have a mikvah. The shiura chachomim, shir me mikvah. How much water is going to go into this volume? If you have a volume of an amma by an amma, by three ammas high, how much volume, how much water will be inside it? Aboyim so. There will be 40 so. So now, if you know these measurements, that by one amma, which is six tvachim, by six tvachim, and each tefach is four etzboys. So come to say, by 24 etzboys. The height of three amas high, and that shear you get the shear of 40 saw. So mainly if you make it down, you could figure out how much you get just the revius, which is mamash revius of a lug. So that measurement, we're not going to go into it now, the Shbam has the ganzer riches here to explain how you get it. You just keep on cutting it down and down and down until you finally see that from these measurements, you get that one etzpa, two etzpas length by two etzpas wide, by the height of two etzpas and a half and a fifth, that volume will hold also a revius of a lug. Because once we know this year that by one amma, by three ammas high, it holds 40 saw, keep on cutting it down and down and down until you get to how much two etzpas by two etzpas will hold, and that will come out to the shear to be exactly revius of a lug, or revius of a lug. Yeah. So Tay speaks out here. Amar al Amar, Tay speaks out, that's Adam Machzik in Begodim. That's how like wide a person is with his clothing. He's wide and long like an Amar by an Amar. Kedamri v'yervin, Mekoy Mishal Adam Amar. That's what the place of a person is, one Amar. V'shmaitin the kuch in mashma, the kuch machmitz, Amar im doif neyorun. Kuchim means that's the place where they put a person into the kever. Into they used to have caves, and in the wall of the cave they have a hole to put the person in. So mashmaleh and amr is enough with the daif and orin. Mashmaleh, the person himself is not so wide, just with the orin itself. Al maguf adam ein machzik amr. A normal person is not a nama wide. Over mikvah debina nama they shukonas berevach im zroisov. They nedvokin lagufan. It means, because when you go into the mikvah, you don't have to now to keep yourself tight. You have to let your arms sticking out a little bit. But since you have to be berevach, that shear is a nama. For Rum Sholosh Amis, we say the height of a normal person is 3 amis tall. The Yafagav the Koimas Odom Sholosh Amis Beloy Harosh. Really, the person means that after we say 3 amis, it means without his head. His body is from his neck downwards, the average height is 3 amis. And here it's Mashma know that the height with the person's head, because your head also has to go into the mikvah. Mashma with the head is 3 amis. Lekach Matzrich Bekuchim 4 amis. Echram the Gemara Bar Basra says, when you want to make this kuch, this hole in the wall in the cave that you put the mason inside, it has to be long 4 amas. Of course, you need 3 amas for the body itself and another amas for the head. So you see, with the head it's 4 amas. So how come here we say that it's enough the mikveh should be 3 amas high, then the whole body gets inside, your head is not going to be inside it. So Taisa says, the mikveh sagi b'sholosh amas. By mikveh, it's enough to have 3 amas tall. Because when a person goes down into this hole of water, the water comes up. Because when a person goes down, he makes the water come up. So if the volume of the water is only 3 amas high, when you start to go down in the water, that's going to raise the level of the water. The male of the water will come on top of your head. We're talking about this kli now that holds this water is not this only this measurement. It's not only an amma by an amma, 3 amas high. It's maybe at least 4 amas high. Therefore, when you go down there, the water goes up with you, so you'll have the water to the height of at least 4 amas. Because if not, when you go in, the water will overflow, and again, you won't be able to get your whole body inside there. So therefore, pshit, we're talking about the kli itself is a little bit higher, and therefore you just need 3 amas worth of water. Then when you go into the mikvah, you make the water rise. Right. Omar Rav Hashi. Omar li Ravin bar Chinina. Rav bar Chinina told me that Shulchan Shel Migdash, in the base of Migdash, when they had the Shulchan there, Shel Prokim Hevi. It was made out of pieces that you could like take it apart and put it back together again. Because if you're going to think that Hiduke Hevi Mahadik, that no, the shulchan was made out of one big piece, or else even it was pieces of metchilon. They might have soldered it together, so that you can't take it apart. So the whole shulchan now had to be moved. That one the whole thing together. Sometimes the shulchan became tummy. There's a mishnah like that. The shulchan is a keli. It could be mekabel tuma. So if the shulchan was tummy, you'd have to put it into the mikvah to make it tovel, to make it torah. Now, how do you get the shulchan that's only an amma wide into a mikvah that's also only an amma wide? So, Bishlam is going to tell me that the shulchan can be taken apart into pieces, so you can be tabled each piece by itself. But if you tell me you can't take the mikvah apart, how could you put the shulchan into the mikvah? So, Rashbam, shulchan shel mikdash, shulchan shel zohav, shel also Moshe, the golden shulchan that Moshe Rabbeinu made, uchsiv be'yam asayim orkoi, it was 2 amas long, ve'yam aroch be 1 amma wide. The yam of a chati kamosli. So she says it was shaprokim heavy. Shechadim nafarik roichvul neshnayim. You could divide the width of it into half. V'chein ragnei shurchan also take off. Why these sagadat the hadugim hadik? They nichadim nafarik roichvul. You can't take it apart. Hechi motzamatvulein. Hoyav roichvul yamo. The kli shuam alamo. The mikvah hayu shom biazorim. That there was the mikvah in the base of Migdish. Kedisi b'seid the yuma. And the storm of Eistois, that mikvah was exactly this size that we just said. That mikvah there was only an amma by an amma, 3 amas high. So if that's the case, how do you get the shulchan inside it? In Ami Rashi Rashbam says, the amas hamayim shebazora. There was like a flow of water that went through the azora. Shebo matfilin klisharas. That was also kosher for mikvah. And there used to be tovel of klisharas there. Shenitmu. Voiserechov amma was only an amma wide. The ashen kach nikru amas hamayim. That's what it's called amma. Yeah. So now that's Gemara's kasha now. If you tell me it was made out of one piece, how could he get it in there? So really, Tosafos asks a better kasha. Like, how long was the shulchan? It was 2 amas wide, 2 amas long. Even if one amma you could put into another amma, Since the shulchan was 2 amas long, for sure it couldn't get into an ama. So, you get out of that. The reglayim were not attached, maybe. But a cold part of the goof of the shulchan could not get into exactly an amma. That's the raya that the shulchan was made out of pieces. So Mr. Gemara answers, maybe no. Maybe the shulchan taka was one solid piece. But I'll tell you my kushya. Dilma biyam shosa shloimoi heavy matvulei.